This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Two truths. Truth number one, we cannot control what happens to us. Truth number two, we can control our attitude toward what happens to us. I included a quote today in my daily quotes by Paul David Tripp that says, "The difficulties of your life are not in the way of God's plan. They are a tool of it. They're crafted to advance His work of grace." I was making good time on the way to the airport a couple of years ago when all of a sudden I was forced to take a detour. And there were no signs to direct me back to the highway I was on. So there I was. It was like 4:30 in the morning. And I was virtually lost. So I consulted my Google Maps on my phone. It took me around in this circle about 3 or 4 miles. And then right back to where I'd been at the original point of the detour. So I tried it again, got a little bit further, and still my Google Maps directed me right back to the place where I'd been before. By this time, I was in a bit of a panic. Finally, I stopped at a truck stop, and a driver familiar with that area told me how to get to the airport. Well, after much distress in getting there, I did make my flight and even had time to catch my breath before boarding the plane. I later found out that there had been a chemical spill, and that was why the traffic had been diverted. It happened just shortly, actually, before I'd gotten to that area on the highway. So the road crews hadn't had time, I suppose, to put out the directional signs. Now, what looked to me like a difficulty, that detour, it seemed to me to be in the way of God's will for my life, which at that moment was getting to the airport, get on a plane, and go see my mom, who at that time was not well. But what I later discovered was that that detour was actually something that might have saved me more trouble than I thought. And I ended up getting to see my mom, arriving on time, even though I'd been diverted by the detour. You see, we do that in life, don't we? Something happens. Any number of things happen. I mean, life happens. And we do what I did. We fret and we fume about the circumstances. Well, the circumstances are given to us. If we go to a Broadway play, for example, you don't arrange the set on the play. You aren't the director of that play. Neither are you the director of life on earth, not even your life. We can take care of our reaction to what happens, but we don't direct things. And those very circumstances in life, they're designed to enable us to grow in God's grace. God will give us the grace sufficient for the moment. And as we trust Him for that moment, we grow a little, and He gives us more grace sufficient for the next moment. Warren Wiersbe, the Bible teacher, had a devotional book with the title, "The Bumps Are What You Climb On." Every now and then, I'll just look at that in my library, and the very title seems to encourage me. The bumps are what you climb on. It's so true. So take those bumps, those circumstances, and by God's grace, you'll climb out a little higher, bit by bit, bump by bump. And then you come back here next week. In the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup.